Okay, okay, okay. One last time. One last time. Okay, go. Go.
Almost live from across the Canada-US border, it's late morning! Canada! With your host, Doug as Slug, Slug as Doug, whatever you want to call him! This morning, shoutouts to Barry, Joel, Barney, and Michael, the virtual Youper.
Okay, a little bit of a psych there. That was from a happy birthday message, among other things, from Slugor, Doug, a few years back. And Doug, thank you so much for recording that. Thought I'd open up this Canadian National Day of Podcasting. Actually, I think it was the Royal Great Canadian National Day of Podcasting one time, or as Mark mentioned this morning, just the anniversary of Canadian Podcast Buffet. So I'm going to get an episode out that doesn't revolve around recovery from my life-changing accident 2.5 years ago. So, because that seems to be where everything wound up as I tried to record an episode last night. So my apologies for that. And if you want to find that episode, then you're going to have to go to the Canadian, the Podcast Emporium group on Facebook. I put the link to that episode up there. So, Mike, why are you putting links up instead of including it in your feed? Well, my feed is broken. I haven't recorded an episode since December of last year. If you're wondering why I go back to referencing that life-changing accident 2.5 years ago. But I'm much more with it in the morning, so I'm going to do this episode and actually center around life as a virtual Youper again for an episode. Finally! I know, it's been years. Anyhow, I went to record last night and found out... Reminded last night, as I found out actually a couple weeks ago when I went to record an audio comment for another friend. But Backpack Studio, which I do these short episodes on, no longer works properly on my iPhone with the latest version of iOS. And I can't blame them for that. There's very few of us that use the app. I don't think the coder who maintains it has enough incentive to keep updating with each iOS version, and I have personally experienced those problems running apps in the past. But although the app still works, at least for me and my phone, it doesn't work with the external microphone anymore. It only works with the internal built-in microphone. No matter what settings I put on it, it just reverts back to the internal microphone, and the audio is not what I'm looking for. This is probably not perfect either, but I think it's probably a little better. So I thought about that, and I thought, oh yeah, my iPad is old enough. It hasn't updated iOS in a number of years. So I checked that, and sure enough, Backpack Studio is working properly on the iPad. So that's what I'm recording this on. The other issue I ran into right away was I noticed that my podcast feed is broke. And the server's fine. The files are there. I still have probably 500 plus episodes from when I started back in, I first started recording in December of 2005, so this makes 20 years. I guess it qualifies me as an OG. There are many OG-er podcasters around that have been at it since 2004. And probably before, even though at that point, I think it was, I'm trying to remember when the RSS feed was officially a thing. But definitely have friends who have been recording in the 2004 category on. So anyhow, I've always maintained my own copies of episodes, so I haven't lost any. And the server is through a company I work with, I guess I'd say part-time at this point, because I've been theoretically retired since 2022. Still staying busy, of course, but I work when I want to now, which is a... Again, subject I'm not going to get into. But anyhow, I found that the RSS feed is broke. It recognizes there's episodes out there, but it's saying the audio is in an invalid format. And no, the audio is just fine. Something's wrong in the way that the RSS feed is picking up and reporting back to the podcast aggregators. I haven't gone into Apple iTunes yet and seen if those episodes are showing up or not. I will. I'll get into things today as I can handle it. But in the meantime, a good friend of mine, Ken, Scarborough dude, reminded me that, hey, you can just put the direct link out there. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'll put this on my regular Facebook page. Again, if you want to catch any other episodes that I put out, or at least the other episode I put out last night, you'll have to go to the Podcast Emporium and pick up the link there, and you'll get the latest updates in my health and recovery and getting back to normal, whatever that is. But I'll center on life in the UP as a virtual Uper. I wasn't born here. I came here as quick as I could after I discovered this place camping with my parents back in the early 70s. Fell in love with it back then. So this past week, we had our first blizzard of the season. I'm sure it won't be the last. It's an area, if you are just tuning in, I know you're not tuning in, if you're just clicking on the link and listening, we get, I think the average is only in the, if you're looking at the average, and I think that's misleading, it's like 234, 240 inches a year or something like that, but on a regular basis, we get over 300 inches of snow a year. It's not unusual to have 4, 5, 6 feet of standing snow on the ground by February, March, that time period. And my wife and I and our sons made a new life up here after I left corporate life, and we sold our farm down in Wisconsin and moved up here full time. We actually bought the house up here back in 2002. So I had the house for a while, didn't move up here full time to 2008. Excuse me. Don't have a cough button, but I can mute the mic and let the tequila mockingbirds take over for a sec. But yeah, left corporate life in 2006. Ah, is that right? Yeah, 2006. So almost 20 years ago there, too. And went back to school, got my paramedic license, started a new life doing that, and still doing consulting engineering and helping maintain, initially helping develop a broadband network up here. When you first bought the house, you had dial-up, which was a 22.5 kilobit. Ooh, that's what they had for internet up here. So I got involved with a company called Pasty.net. Been with them for 23 plus years now, and have helped develop a microwave point-to-point based network serving the small communities up here in the Keweenaw to provide broadband. Now, I know times are changing. Starlink's a thing. We help people with that too when they need it and can afford it. But we're on a Uber economy up here, so you find out what you really need for bandwidth to get things done, and that includes what you really need. Just, you know, even if you're streaming high def, you'd be amazed how little bandwidth you can get by. But over the years, if you, those who have been listening to me, a lot of the episodes have been a day in the life of a Uper, or in my case, a virtual Uper. Like this time of year, you don't leave town without a chainsaw in the back of the vehicle, because you can go up a road and 10 minutes come back down that road and there's trees laying across it. So you need a way to be able to clear them. For those who have been listening for a long time, you know, you've accompanied me on many trips up the mountain to do maintenance on the microwave relay up there where there's no power. So it is solar and wind powered. This time of year, not a lot of solar, so the wind's pretty important. And sometimes we have to gas charge to keep things going. The relay on top of the mountain actually provides internet, telephone services, and streaming television to a lot of residents along the north shore of the Keweenaw Peninsula. So it's important to maintain it, including it provides some communication. It used to provide all, but it provides some digital and communications to our county courthouse, which is about 22 miles down the lakeshore from here. So you've heard many episodes of me going up in all kinds of weather and snow and blizzards to maintain this system. And this year, after the blizzard we just had, lots and lots and lots of trees down, and I'll put a picture up from what my son, my youngest son, Mark, who young is he? He's an adult. When I started podcasting, the boys were in elementary school. Now Mark is a full-time ranger with the DNR. And my oldest son, David, is a research analyst for one of the First Nation community colleges in the Upper Peninsula. But obviously, since I'm moving a little slower than I used to, and we needed to check on the microwave relay station in the top of the mountain, we thought, well, going up the east approach, which is the one that's closest, and it actually starts in Copper Harbor on the edge of the town and goes up. We figured that would be a little hazardous to even try to do in a four-wheel drive car. So we went up to the west entrance, which is it's about just where it comes down to the road is almost a 20-mile round trip from the harbor. And we got to the road and started going up. I was like, yeah, this doesn't seem to be bad. And we could see tracks from the hunters going up the mountain in their pickup trucks. And we're driving my son's Subaru. And then wall of trees. I will post a picture along with the link to this episode. But yes, wall of trees. And we were only maybe a mile off the road and still had another 5-6 miles to go to the top. And it's like, yep, this isn't going to work. So, turned the Subi around, drove back to the Virtual Youper compound, right in front of the Virtual Youper studio, and, yeah, I know, there's some deep dives here. And then we decided that, although it wasn't really set up to go yet, the new used snowmobile that we're going to be using for maintenance this year was pressed back into service to two-up long track. That means that it's designed to go where it's not groomed. And that's kind of an important thing up here because a lot of times we're doing maintenance on the internet network just to keep everybody connected so that people like me can podcast. You can't count on things being groomed or that you'll even have regular passable conditions. And I'm still not fully released for active duty, we shall say. I've got a bone graft in my leg that's still mending and probably won't fully heal until next summer based on what the doctors are saying. That's about as far as I'll go with the medical updates on this episode. But it did mean that I'm not the one that should be going up in conditions like this with a chainsaw clearing a path up to the top of the mountain. But my 26-year-old son said, yep, no problem. And threw a steel chainsaw in the back luggage rack of the snowmobile, gas for the generator that was already up there, and off he took off. And amazing how quickly he got up there and back, you know, those young people. It was kind of listening. I gave him made sure he had one of the fire radios. He's also, that's another subject, but the youngest of the family, who, as I said, an adult, I keep referring to them as kids, but they're not kids anymore. My son joined the fire department and the community last fall as well. So even though I wasn't born here, we're going into second generation fire. So proud of him doing that. But he grabbed the chainsaw, hopped on the snowmobile, headed up the mountain. The trails aren't officially open till today, but we're doing things on a public safety standpoint. So, and he wasn't in danger of running into anybody because the mountain was closed on both sides just from a continuous stream of trees that had fallen in the blizzard and the winds. And he said he was able to actually, because of the long track, able to get off the road and around most of the trees. He only had to cut up 5 or 6, I think he said, and sent me some pictures. But he was up there, filled up the generator, fired it up, charged the mountain, got back down in a little bit over an hour. It was pretty impressive. But in years past, yeah, you would have heard me going up on an ATV or the side-by-side from the fire department. It's nice to have access to the snowmobile again. It really cuts the trip down considerably. We're not going crazy fast, but ATVs and side-by-sides are not known for their speed. And they also don't fit through as small a gaps as you can get through with a snowmobile. So on a really bad day, like we just had to go up and maintain and get back on the side-by-side, it probably would have taken me 4 hours. Because, first of all, the gaps you have to cut in the trees are going to be much bigger than the ones that you need to cut to get a snowmobile through. And it wasn't our place or responsibility on this trip to go and clear the road completely. Trail wasn't open yet. We'll leave the snowmobile club to cut the trees up the rest of the way and push them off the groomer. They've got the equipment to do that. But day in the life of a Youper. Now, as I said, we just had a blizzard up here. It's some parts of the peninsula up here got 2 feet. Probably only 6-8 inches in the harbor, maybe more. It's kind of hard to tell. The snow was blowing so hard, it really didn't have a chance to settle here in the harbor. So I'm not really sure how much we got. Definitely had a number of trees down on Wednesday when the storm was really going. Excuse me. Mark and one of his friends took off and, again, chainsaw in the back of the Subaru and just kind of went through the town cutting up trees that had come down across the roads and clearing them off and going on to the next tree. Normally, that's the job of the Keweenaw Road Commission and other agencies up here, but they had their hands full. The power company had power was out for like 2 days. The power company had numerous crews up here trying to restore power, but as soon as they got trees off of one set of power lines and got them repaired, the trees were falling down somewhere else. And they had crews all over the Keweenaw Peninsula trying to get things back up and running. We were doing okay here at the house. One of the first things we did when we bought this place was install a transfer switch for a generator, proper transfer switch. And we had a small generator back then when we first bought the place, but we now have a full whole house generator. The only thing that's not done on that transition was we're still running it off of gas, which is a little bit of a pain in a situation like this where power's off for a couple days. Local gas station this time of year, there aren't any tourists. It's only open on the weekends and limited hours at that. And because of that, the gas cans we've got in the garage are also used for fueling things like cars so we can go somewhere. It's a couple hour round trip to town to refill the gas cans and top off the tank. And you know, running around the harbor and the area up here doing maintenance, you still go through fuel. So the fuel reserves were a little low in the garage just before Thanksgiving, and not a good time for the power to go out for a couple days. I do have a whole house generator that's capable of running off of propane, and we do have a 1,000-gallon propane tank here because it's also a big deal to get back here with a truck to refuel the heat in the middle of winter. So we've got a tank that's big enough to run the house here for the entire year, and then we just top it off in the summer when it's a little easier to get a truck back there. But we were okay. As I said, we get a whole house generator. Sometimes I shut it off just to conserve the fuel a little bit, but kept the temperature up. Even on Thanksgiving Day, since we had power here with the generator, I used our kitchen to cook a Thanksgiving meal for Mark and one of his friends, and had a nice visit there. They had other plans for the day, but with the blizzard shutting the peninsula down, it kind of changed what they were going to do. I didn't travel down to visit relatives with my wife, again, because of recovery from my medical condition here. Just don't travel real well yet. I'm hoping that turns around because I miss going places. Definitely miss seeing the relatives, and I miss going up, speaking of Canadian National Day of Podcasting, and miss going up and seeing my OG podcaster friends north of the border, which is south of here, by the way. I think I'm about 500 kilometers north of Toronto, although I'm, as they say, a south of the border member of the crew. Okay, yeah, I'm filling you in with random thoughts here, and I won't claim to be putting the most coherent episode together, but continue with the life in the UP stuff here. Although, I think I need to pause for a second and gather my thoughts. Hang on. So as I mentioned, I did theoretically retire back in 2022, January 2022, as a matter of fact. But I never planned to completely stop working. I'm continuing to work with the local internet company as the... I don't say I'd call it a side job. It's something that would take all my time full-time if I could dedicate that, which I can't anymore. But I concentrate in getting the big things fixed or the big things maintained as I can. I still help local businesses with their point of sale and a lot of local switching from POTS service, which is plain old telephone service, two-wire copper, to voice over internet type services, because the local phone company, Ameritech, AT&T, prices are just getting outrageous. Especially if you're a business, I don't think they want to maintain the copper lines anymore. Most businesses I know are cell-based with their phones, but there is no cell coverage up here. Yes, you heard me right. No Verizon, no AT&T, no T-Mobile. No Bell. Well, sometimes we have Bell Canada, depending on the right conditions. It'll jump across the lake from Thunder Bay here. But no Rogers, no cell phone service unless somebody sets up what's called a femtocell, which actually I have at times for people who need it. But Wi-Fi calling is the thing up here, or you use voice calling over Facebook Messenger or FaceTime or whatever ways you want to do it. But for people that still need an actual phone and answering machine and stuff, and there's still plenty that want to do that, we're setting up voice over internet boxes that take the internet in one side and the outside provide plain old telephone service so that I can disconnect their wires going to the AT&T connection up here and connect it to our box, and magically all their phones start working and ringing, and life is a whole lot less expensive for them. See here, the equivalent of residential phone service, just for the service, not for any billing of long-distance calls or anything. Locals up here can convert to our internet service, get the phone service, and now have full internet capability, and it's less than half. Much less than half of what plain telephone service costs in this Upper Peninsula area now. So there are people that are switching to our internet service to get VoIP that don't even own a computer, don't even own a smartphone. They just are looking for a way to cut the cost of their phone service. So, yeah, there's that. And it keeps me busy. There's some logistics in getting all this stuff done. And as I said, it's all point-to-point microwave. So... there's a little bit each. There's no cookie cutter installs up here. Everything has to be planned and figured out, and it makes it interesting. Getting to cleaning out the garage, Studio V, Studio Virtual Youper. Now there's still the apartment downstairs, and right now that's where. Youngest son is living as the ranger, and it's convenient for him since he's the ranger in the state park next door and the surrounding area. Their coverage area is actually pretty big, although he's part of the state park headquarters here in Copper Harbor. He also is responsible to respond down to the marinas around the peninsula here, so he covers quite an area when he's working. But you know, you spend all your life collecting things, and the bigger the garage, the more space you've got to collect things. So now I'm in the process of uncollecting things. I know there's a term for, you know, picking the thing up. Is it important to you? Does it give you joy? All that stuff. Well, it's hard to completely get rid of things, especially if you're an electronics engineer. It's like, oh, I might need that transistor someday. But I have been clearing things out, working steadily on the downstairs. It's a two-story garage. Actually, the garage is more than twice the square footage of this house. Upstairs and downstairs combined is over 1,800 square feet on that building. And once I get the downstairs cleared out so I can easily get to my shop and stuff again, there's enough room to park a couple of vehicles in there. Still have the shop and wood shop. Still have the downstairs apartment. And then the upstairs, for those who have listened in the past, has been finished, and there are two offices up there. My wife had her pick of which way she wanted to look, and she decided she wanted to look over the woods on her property. So her office is facing south into the woods, Beautiful view. It's nice. My office faces north, looking at our front of our garage property out to US 41. But I also have the advantage of looking to the north, and that's pretty cool because, especially if I'm tinkering in my office studio V/ham shack, I can turn the lights out, look out through the windows, and see if there's northern lights just without even getting out of the building. And yes, I'm looking straight north. There's trees across the street from our place, but it's a narrow, relatively narrow part of the woods there, and Lake Superior is just beyond that. So I've got the horizon of Lake Superior and the view of northern lights on many, many nights out of the month, especially this time of the solar cycle. Okay, another pause for gathering my thoughts. Enjoy the Tequila Mockingbirds here. So I'm looking forward to hearing from the rest of the podcasting crew on this I'll just call it CANDOP. I was going to try to come up with one of the old abbreviations for this. This CANDOP episode, I'm hoping there's a lot of participation. I'll be scouring the internet looking for other episodes. And hopefully today I'll have enough energy to figure out what went wrong in my RSS feed. I'm thinking that maybe it's time. As I said, I still have all of my episodes on all the different versions put out over the years. Virtual Youper was the first. Youpercast followed shortly, then the podcast that shall not be named, that came out shortly after, the year after the last, complication from accident, Podcasters Across Borders, PAB, after the last PAB gathering, about a year after, there was a gathering. It might have been that year. I'd have to look now. But I think it was. Okay, well, anyhow, somewhere around 2011, 12, somewhere around there. I'm sorry, totally losing train of thought here, so we're just going to regroup. Please stand by. Okay, I think I was talking about how I started the podcast that shall not be named. And that's probably the most prolific version of the episodes I've been putting out since PAB. But there's still, as I said, there's all the episodes of Virtual Youper, Youpercast, and the one podcast, the secret podcast, that you'll have to write me for a link to, because I don't put that one out public. But nothing racy or spicy or anything. It's just more of a personal blog, so I don't put that one out in the public feed. But I still have all the episodes, and as I said, I didn't change the way my feed worked from day one because I wanted to keep it consistent for people that listened. But since the RSS seems to be totally broken somehow, maybe it's time to reset all the feeds back to one. It's been 20 years. Maybe it's time for a rebirth. It would be easier for me to maintain. And I've still got the library. And for those that really want to listen to the back episodes, I can give you the path to the server, and you can listen to them one by one. It's not hard because you have the path to the server and the file and the subdirectory, and then all the episodes are just sequentially enabled and numbered. So you just go and replace zero with one. Yes, I'm a coder, so everything starts with zero. And then the one with the two, and you can go back and listen to the episodes in order if you want to, manually. But I think it's time, just for my own sanity and sorting things out, to reset the feeds back to zero and start building up again. And I can bring episodes back on a greatest of, best ever, whatever, do a re-podcast. There was also a series that I did called Podcasters Without Borders. I did that during the pandemic. But as I said, I've got all the episodes. I've saved them all. I don't count any. Servers break. Things happen. So although our server's been really reliable over the years, and I'm actually part of the company that maintains that server, I still prefer to keep my own copies. Not only do I keep my own copies, but being a good coder and IT guy, I have complete Time Machine backups that are in a safe deposit box in the next town in case, you know, heaven forbid, the place burns down or somebody robs the place and takes my hard drives. I still have copies elsewhere and a safe distance away that I can go retrieve and get them all back. So all the episodes are there. Yes, I'm making an executive decision. After the Great Canadian, Royal Great Canadian National Day of Podcasting, whatever we want to call it, I'm going to reset the feeds. Start new. I think it sounds fitting. Okay, I may get another episode out yet today. I know I've only scratched the surface of life as a virtual youper and a day in the life of a youper. But as I said, I'm getting back to normal as well. So before I bore you to death, we'll wrap this one up, and I'll try to get another one out soon. Quick note, there's a reason why the back catalog is not readily out there. Everything I have, all the episodes I did, were with permission from the artists. And there were a number of sites out there where artists had blanket permission to podcasters to use their songs. Or I have contacted artists directly and gotten their explicit permission. But there was this thing called the COVID Recovery Act. And as part of that is they, you know, they like to tag other items into bills and push it through that way that wouldn't normally get through. One of them was some pretty draconian penalties for putting licensed material into podcasts. Now, as I said, everything I've had in those podcasts in years past for music has been with the permission of the artist, either through them directly or through the websites that were designed to do this for podcasters. But most of those sites don't exist anymore. And the burden of proof, I'm afraid, would be on me to prove that each and every one of those 500 plus episodes with music in them were with permission of the artist. That has scared the be something out of many podcasters from even putting out episodes anymore. I think it was really a tragic thing. But for people like me, I said, yeah, I guess to be safe, I'm going to take them off the RSS feed and be careful what we put out there. And as I said, I've still got them all. For those that really want to hear the back catalog, I can send you a link after I know who you are and why you're listening to it. And I'm cautious of what I put out. But this next song, again, was from an artist, also a minister, who I had communicated with directly to get his permission to play it. So I think I'm safe ending this episode, because a proper virtual Youper episode really needs a song at the end. So we're going to end it out with Jimmy Bratcher and Three Chords, followed by a way back bumper from Mike Versteeg, and maybe a little bit of the bell buoy in the harbor, which you can't hear right now because the Coast Guard is coming and taking it out of the water before the winter weather would have ripped it out. But hope you enjoyed this finally putting out a day in the life of a Youper and some of the activities I'm involved in. And the fact that our next generation is starting to take over some of my responsibilities. It's great to see the podcast or the internet company that I'm involved with eventually will be replaced by fiber and everything when it finally makes it up here. But it's still a long ways away. Could happen next year. Might be years away. And until then, we're trying to keep the CODEM tones going. CODEM? Yeah, the modem tone's going. Yeah, like anybody uses a modem anymore. Okay. Happy Canadian National Day of Podcasting. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
when it walked into the room. It was all business, that's for sure. When it walked into the room, it was all business, that's for sure. He walked up to the band and said, play three chords and no more. He said, play me three chords, 12 bars and burn it slow. He said, play me three chords, 12 bars and burn it slow. I don't know about you, but whenever I get the blues, play me three chords and no more. Write me out a prescription. I don't need no surgeon. Cut this aching out my heart. Just play me three chords. Somebody wail on that guitar. Three chords. Play me three chords. Chords and no more.
Hi, this is Barry J.
And this is Jash from the podcast Radio QRM.
And you're listening to Michael, the virtual Youper.
He's a Youper?
Yep.
What's a Youper?
I think it's some kind of secret society or something. You know, like the Illuminati.
Oh, so they secretly rule the world.
Well, maybe just the Midwest.
Tell your friends to listen to this show with WinPutter,
the easiest podcast receiver.
Available for free at winpodder.com.